You may know them as white terns or fairy terns. The protected Hawaiian seabird, or the Manu Oku, is being honored this weekend. A festival celebrating the official bird of our city takes place on the grounds of Iolani Palace on Saturday. Take a listen to its raspy call. The seabirds are generally only found here on Oahu, and they don't build nests in the traditional sense. Last spring, one laid an egg on a railing at a downtown building, which forced the shutdown of a construction project. The white birds have eyes ringed in black, and they have sharp, pointy beaks. They also have forked tails. We sat down with Joni Peters, the operations manager for the Hawaii Conservation Council, to fully appreciate this little city-dwelling seabird.
What's so unusual about them is that they pair for life, and both parents take care of their chicks and the eggs, which is kind of unusual sometimes. And they do lay their eggs without a nest on a branch.
So it just wherever, whenever they feel like having an egg, they're going to lay an egg.
Yes.
And so this is our official bird of Honolulu, correct?
Correct. City and County of Honolulu, correct.
And so a lot of times folks will be walking around town and they'll see these blue ribbons or blue bands around trees.
Correct. And they indicate that there is an active chick or egg in the tree. And that also warns the tree trimmers to be careful. Do not, you know, because there is an active family on that tree. So.
Now, is this a bird endangered or threatened in any way?
No.
It's not.
No, but the one nice thing about this bird, because it is in Honolulu proper, that anybody can see a native bird. Whereas all of our other native birds, you would probably have to hike out to see. But anyone can see this bird because the habitation is on Oahu for the main islands, and particularly in downtown. So from Aina Haina all the way out to Ford Island is where we see them. They're concentrated in downtown Honolulu. There's a lot in University of Hawaii on the campus. And so it's like an ambassador. The Manu Oku is an ambassador bird for anyone to see a native bird. And that's so thrilling, you know, and that's why we made this Manu Oku Festival, to have people recognize that there is a native bird that they can see every day.
Are they partial to any particular trees?
No, not at all. But they like a lot. When I see them, they like a lot of coverage, so they won't go on bare trees. I see them mostly on trees with a lot of, you know, foliage.
I see them at Kapi'olani Park, in the monkey pod trees.
Mm-hmm.
I see them at Iolani Palace.
Mm-hmm.
At Iolani Palace, there are those parrots. I've seen schools of parrots, and those aren't native birds.
Those are not native birds. They don't fare well when there are a lot of those green parrots.
Yeah, because they're an introduced species.
Correct, and they're very territorial, the green parrots.
Ah, so maybe then they've displaced a family of Manu Oku.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, and what do they eat? What do they like to feast on?
Fish. So they don't go far to find their fish. And that's why historically it's really important to Hawaiians, the Manu Oku bird, because a lot of times when the canoes come in, especially like the Hokulea, when they see the Manu Oku far off, they know they're near land because the Manu Oku do not go far to get food out in the ocean.
Oh, interesting. Yes. And then are they partial to any particular types of fish?
That I'm not sure. Yeah.
So if they saw some fish at the state capitol in the reflecting pond.
No, I think they'll get the small little fishes, you know, like sardine-sized fish. Yeah, because they're primarily a smaller bird. Yeah.
Okay. I know I've seen, too, an increase in the number of those egrets, those other white birds.
Oh, those
town.
Other white birds,
but those
yes.
are not from here.
No. No, they're not.
And same thing, are they territorial, or do they compete with the same, you know, food?
Maybe no. No,
not so much then.
Not so much with the Manawaku, no.
Why did you folks decide that we needed to have a festival celebrating the white tern?
Because no one knew that this Manawaku was a native bird. They've always been mistaken for pigeons, white doves. And they're such a beautiful bird that we just wanted to make people aware that there are native birds that you can see right in downtown Honolulu. Right in the urban core. We don't have that here in Hawaii especially. So we wanted to make this festival and educate the public on this bird that they can see going to work or go shopping when they visit the Capitol or go to Iolani Palace or just driving by. They're very acrobatic when they fly, and they're always there. Every day I see them on my way to work.
And then are there certain things that you're doing in the school, I don't know, just to educate the kids about this bird?
Not yet. We are looking towards that down in the future. But for right now, we're just doing the festival. And we are alerting people that, you know, bring your families. It's free and it's open to the public. We have a lot of activities. We have a halau coming in. We have a costume contest. We have Ranger Rick from National Wildlife Federation, a costumed Ranger Rick coming. And, you know, we have a lot of fun.
We just want to celebrate celebrate our turn. How many years have you been doing this festival?
This is our fourth year. When we first started, it was very small, and now we've grown a lot, and we have a lot of partners coming out to help us educate the public through games, activities, and little things that teach the kids about conservation, you know, about plastics and, you know, different things that they can help not only the Manawaku, but the environment as well.
And so tell us about the Conservation Council and its mission.
Well, the Conservation Council is one of the oldest, well, it is the oldest nonprofit environmental organization in the state. We were founded in 1950, so next year will be our 70th anniversary. And we're here to primarily be a spokesperson for the native wildlife here in Hawaii and to see it continue for the future generations. You know, we're losing a lot of species. If Hawaii is not the species capital of the world, it certainly is of the United States. And so we like to try and hang on to what we have. And so Conservation Council does that through primarily education and policy work. We do every couple of years make a wildlife poster, and we send it out to every school in the state, private, public, and immersion schools. And we do a lot of work and networking with all the rest of the environmental organizations.
Okay. Yeah. So, but basically then the putting on this festival is just part of that outreach to the community.
Correct.
And
correct.
Education.
Yes.
Okay.
That's part of our education piece.
Anything else? Any other white tern stories that you can share with us? I mean, we had the one the egg that was laid on the railing, which shut down a construction project.
Mm-hmm.
Any others?
Yes, you know, so around town, people are being aware of the Manawaku from the festival. And we get a lot of calls quite often of downed chicks. So people will call us. I would in turn call Hui Manawaku to come out. And they actually come out with a little stick that has a little pedestal. And they kind of nudge that little chick to hop on that pedestal, and just it's a pole, so it's like, think of a fruit picker with a little pedestal on, and they would raise that chick to where it was, and they kind of nudge that pole so that chick will hop off right where they were before they fell off.
Okay, so back into their nest or
yes.
In their safe zone.
Right.
So that way they don't have to handle the chick.
Yes. Yes, and I find that so encouraging that the public now call us or call Hui Manawaku because they see a down check.
The Manaoku Festival happens at Iolani Palace this Saturday from 11 to 3. For more details, check out our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.